Health New Zealand was supposed to be announcing its decision on a mass restructure tomorrow. You remember the one? They're talking something like 1,600 jobs. But now it is postponing any announcement and has reopened consultation with staff. The Public Service Association is certainly pleased, and their National Secretary, Kerry Davies, is with us now. Kia ora, Kerry. What are their reasonings for postponing it?
The reasons are because we've basically been advocating very strongly that there needs to be much more consultation. It's a very complex set of proposals. There's not just one proposal. There's a whole range of proposals that are out for consultation.
Mm.
And it's going to take some time both to work through the feedback and give people further information to be able to comment on and improve the feedback that they've already given, if
yeah.
you like.
So
I guess what I'm saying is that they've listened to our feedback, that they need to
tie-ho a little bit
and listen to people a little bit more.
So can I ask, why didn't they make these decisions when Health New Zealand was established in the first place?
Because it takes time to bring together 29 different entities into one national health system. And so we probably need to talk to them directly about that.
Yeah.
But I can understand that it does take time to work through and establish people into new roles. There was a whole lot of new roles that had to be established in terms of setting up the new structures.
Mm.
So it's only natural that an organisation takes some time and to think about proposals about how you bring together those 29 entities and then talk to the people that are actually doing the work and get their feedback on what works, what doesn't work.
So is this news a relief for workers, or is there a sense that it is just delaying the inevitable? It's effectively kicking the can down the road, and actually everyone has to go a bit longer living with uncertainty?
It's a little bit of a double-edged sword, because obviously uncertainty is very very stressful, but it's also very pleasing that they've listened to the feedback that our members have given and are coming back for another round of consultation, and there's going to be a lot more discussion, and it's not just going to be one big wham-bam big change proposal, but there's going to be a carefully considered process and a lot of discussion that needs to occur. I just wanted to counter something that you said in the introduction about 1,600 jobs at stake. That's 1,600 jobs that are directly
impacted,
but it's impacted. It doesn't mean that people are losing their jobs.
No.
Some of the changes are about changes in reporting lines and the way work is structured. So just to
clarify that, no, that's totally correct.
Yeah.
1,600 jobs impacted or affected. The reporting structures are potentially changing. It doesn't mean 1,600 job cuts.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. It doesn't.
Hey, thank you so much, Kerry. Obviously, we'll keep in touch as this process continues. Really appreciate your time this evening. That's Kerry Davies, who's the National Secretary for the Public Service Association.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.